I believe that they're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
like, it's more than just Joe Biden, though. Like, it's just like
that we said before.
His only option.
Man on Hell's Kitchen. Gabriel hates you.
When the economy goes down. So.
The blood panel of my vitamin minerals.
Yeah. This is a guy from. This is a guy talking from Woodstock.
I'd say Yankees Dodgers.
Yeah.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings.
Most hated man on Hell's Kitchen. Gabriel hates you.
I would say one of.
He's like. Oh, wait, hold on. He was dreaming about that cruising that girl, right? That's why he was listening. It's an EDM thinking about
That's
the girl on the
podcast.
Cruise. The one who got away.
Got away. All right.
Hold on, Jimmy, step it up real quick. You just made my point. Step it up real quick.
But he's definitely not. He's definitely not with the trouble he's gonna have.
But that's not the point we're making.
It was over here. You just said it.
Slot receiver.
You just made my point. You just said
How
it.
I made your point.
You just said it. You just said it. That we said before. His only option.
Season was incredible. We got a playoff.
So that's all that matters.
Hold on.
But that's what matters to you. Just like Rodgers, I wish I could win another MVP.
Going for the Super Bowl.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's another episode of Dougie and the Boys. It's the last episode of Dougie and the Boys for season one. We came a long way, boys.
Pat on the back.
We did.
The Doug Straub Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by Jets, Bills, Giants, Cowboys, Giants, Jets. Who's going to have the better week one?
I think the Giants.
I was going to say you want to.
It's tough because the Jets are playing the Bills, and the Bills are such a hard team.
Yeah.
And the Giants are playing the Cowboys.
Yes.
And it's a divisional game. So it's a little. It's like a 50-50 split with them. But with like the Jets and the Bills, to me,
that's also a divisional game though.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like a 50-50 split with the Jets and the Bills. I feel like the Bills are, they're more of a team that's been playing together for a couple of years now. So the Jets are new coming in, so you don't know if they're going to be rusty for the first week or two and then get better as time goes on, or if they're going to play well off the bat.
Yeah, I think the Jets start off 0-1. Possible for 0-2.
I think they take the first game.
Who do you play second week?
Dallas, in Dallas.
Who,
yeah,
Jets?
Tough. It's a great defensive team.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, Dallas is unknown with, like, I feel like everybody could say Dallas is, their quarterback's Dak. But at the end of the day, I feel like they're unknown with their quarterback.
Yeah. I think Trey's going to be the guy soon.
Yeah. I think he's their
Why
future.
Else would you get him?
It's because they know how, like,
well, they get him on discount.
They know how inconsistent Dak. I mean, don't get me wrong, Dak is still gonna put up numbers, but I feel like he's gonna be more of a. He'll get you 10 interceptions in the season. You get what I'm saying? Like, he's gonna give you numbers, but he'll also have some mishaps. But I think the Jets take week one.
There was a video of Dak throwing a wide, big interception to a receiver that, who was it? The running back, wasn't it?
It was the running back doing training
short
camp.
5'5" or whatever he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to throw a long ball to him with a defender that's right in front of him.
And he shorted the ball.
Giants, what do they got to do to stop the Dallas offense and Dak Prescott?
Stop CD. I think that's your biggest threat.
CD Lamb. Tony starts.
I believe so, yeah.
But he's a question mark because he's coming off an injury, so.
He's also, I think he's having his contract issues, right? He wasn't too happy about his contract because they franchise tagged him.
Yeah, he got the tag.
So, I don't know. But, yeah, basically CD's the main guy over there. That's who you got to stop. And then Dak, we'll see what Dak shows
up. Your
best
bet is pressure in the quarterback because we all know what Dak does under pressure.
Exactly.
Throws interceptions.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Jones improved on that. So I'm positive about Daniel Jones.
With the Giants, yeah, I see the Giants taking his game. I see the Giants taking that game.
But I think Saquon Barkley is going to go off.
He has to. It's another contract year for him. He has to keep proving himself until there's no doubt left.
He says he wants to remain in New York. So we'll see where that goes.
It's also a running back season. Like, running backs have to prove their worth.
Yep.
To get big contracts. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing is not even proving their worth. They have to stay healthy.
That's the big factor. How many running backs
we've seen get injured throughout the season?
Well, how many have retired?
That as well.
Age 30, 31.
And because of all those things happening, now the league is going into like 2 to 3 backs for each team, and they're load managing now.
Mm-hmm. I would say never expect a big contract for a running back.
Not anymore.
Like a long-term contract.
Not anymore.
But you can bring up your pay, your worth, but don't ever expect a 5, 6-year, 7-year contract.
No.
Because I think the most they'll ever do is like a 3-year, possibly 4-year.
At most.
They'll never get that for sure. I don't see it happening. Key factor for the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, what's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure, but I think Rodgers, he'll show up. Because I saw a stat with Rodgers. When he has, the past couple of years he's been in Green Bay, not a good defense. And not the previous year, but the last two prior to last year, still made it to the playoffs with a horrible defense. But
they didn't play well.
Yeah. But when Rodgers has a top 5 defense, and Jets, I'm saying Jets a top 5 defense, he's always making the playoffs. And he's won a Super Bowl once with a top 5 defense.
Yeah, but that division is just too hard to say right now.
You got Buffalo.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying.
You got Miami.
I still see, but Jets are still going to make the playoffs for sure, in my opinion. That's how I feel.
I don't see it. I think it's going to be too difficult.
No. It's going to come down to one game.
That tiebreaker could be key.
Yeah. Possibly. But, yeah, as of right now, yeah, it'll come down. It'll be close. We'll see as the season goes along because you got injuries that happen, blah, blah.
I think if the Patriots are able to win week one and the Jets lose, the Patriots already have the edge for the whole season.
Hell no. That's way too early, dude. Yep. Because I could say that with the Jets. Oh, if Patriots lose to the Eagles, which everyone expects them to. You have the edge, statistically speaking, because yes, you're 1-0 and Jets are going to be 0-1. But not that doesn't... That doesn't
we're set, also playing the harder team.
That doesn't set the tone for a... That doesn't set the tone.
Why did he look at you like...
We're playing a harder team. The Eagles are a harder team.
You can... on paper, we'll see how that goes throughout the season.
They were almost undefeated last season until Hurts got injured.
So how do you know the Jets are a better team? You're just basically going it...
I'm referring to the Bills. As a comparison, Eagles and the Bills.
Where do you see the Jets without a game played?
I see them with a 10-11 game win season.
But how do you know? It's a new team.
Not necessarily, no. They have a few new players on the offensive side. One new safety on the defensive side.
Yeah, a lot of new players on the offensive side. New quarterback, new receivers.
They got, yeah, but you still, not a lot. On the receiving core, yes, there's a few changes. And a quarterback. But that's about it. The O-line is still the same. Is the tight end still the same?
Yeah, but you just said you made a look at him when he said we're playing the harder team in the Eagles.
Yeah, but I'm referring to the Bills, not the Jets. As Bills being like just they're right up there with the Eagles, in my opinion.
I think the Bills are overrated.
I don't know about it throughout the season. No, yeah. I don't think they're overrated. I just think they choke in the playoffs because they always have really good regular season.
No,
always.
Because I can say the Vikings are always good and they're not overrated, but they always choke in the season.
Yeah.
I feel like the Bills are an overrated team.
Nah.
All right, so we have an audience question. Who do you think will have the better season, the Jets or the Giants?
The Giants, because they have an easier schedule than the Jets.
Yeah, I would.
Remember, the whole AFC East has a harder schedule.
Yeah, I would say the Giants. So, like, they would have a better record, per se. Because even the Bills, who are favored to win the AFC East, I could see them only winning 10 games. It's gonna be like a bloodbath in the AFC East. Yeah, they're gonna be beating each other up.
It's gonna be monstrous.
Yeah, one of those teams are gonna miss the playoffs, unfortunately. So we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, it will be our turn to do our week one picks of the poor betting. So after this quick commercial break, we'll be right back. The Doug Strava Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We'll be right back. You can follow us on all your applications, YouTube and Facebook Live. We'll be right back. Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
Jimmy's the idiot.
Jimmy's
the idiot. Buys the hot takes. He assists a game. No matter how many games.
36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit now, they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight? No. 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
Are you delusional to say Chicago?
DJ Moore.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy, you see what you made her do? You made her walk out.
I don't want to hear
it. This is a guy talking from Woodstock and taking pills. He's worried about being wholesome and natural.
He asked what I wanted to drink, so I told him I wanted a Malibu. We were in the casino.
Yes, but...
Here's Chef Hector
running the show at the Monkey Bar. Yes,
Hector made it on the camera. All right, we are back on the Dougie and the Boys podcast, the sports podcast of the Doug Saravo Show. Last episode, we had Shane McKenna. That was an interesting conversation with Shane. Tomorrow, we will have Andrew on. We're going to talk our summer vacations. So tomorrow will be the last episode of Season 6. So let's do our picks. So originally, you guys still want to do it like that?
Yeah, we just read off the list. You know,
I can just read my list of picks I got for this week
throughout the entire.
Because you know, our picks are probably, we might have the same picks, but we might have a different opinion, and then we'll argue about the different opinions.
All right, let's do it that. Yeah, because since Jimmy's not here, we can't really do it how we wanted to do it. All right, so let's start with Dave and see what he got, I'll do my own too.
So for my week one winners, I got. The Chiefs winning, the Saints winning, Jaguars, Vikings, Commanders, Steelers, Bengals, Falcons, Ravens, Bears, Patriots, Rams, Dolphins, Broncos, Giants, and Bills.
Damn. Do I go next?
Yeah.
So we almost mirrored our picks. I had the Chiefs, Saints, Jaguars, Vikings, Commanders, Steelers, Bengals, Falcons, Ravens. Then here's where things switch up a little bit. I got the Packers beating the Bears, Patriots. I got the Seahawks beating the Rams, Dolphins. Then I got the Raiders, Giants, and Jets.
Interesting.
How about you, Doug?
I'm working on it.
Are you working on it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I got the Steelers over the Niners because there are going to be a few upsets. And I think Steelers are going to surprise a lot of people this season.
Yeah, I think the Niners are going to have a shaky start start the season.
That's another thing, too. You got a new quarterback, you know. It might go, you know, 2-3 to start it off. But then they'll pick it up and end up in the playoffs.
All right, this is what I got. All right. So I'm going to start with my AFC matchups. I got the Colts defeating the Jaguars. I got the Bengals defeating the Browns. Ravens defeating the Texans. Raiders defeating the Broncos. Dolphins defeating the Chargers. The Bills defeating the Jets. The Chiefs defeating the Lions. This is my AFC versus NFC matchups. The Steelers defeating the Niners. the Titans defeating the Saints, and then the Patriots defeating the Eagles. I have a feeling.
So we all agree on the Patriots being the Eagles.
Yeah.
There's a lot of analysts, too, that they're on the same page.
And then my NFC side, we got the Commanders defeating the Cardinals, the Panthers defeating the Falcons, Vikings defeating the Buccaneers,
mm-hmm.
Packers win again against the Bears, Rams defeat the Seahawks, and then the Giants defeating the Cowboys. Which means after this week, Giants will have the best record in the NFC. The Rams would play the Cowboys in the first round. The Panthers would play the Commanders. The Packers would play the Vikings. And then on the AFC side, the Bills would have the bye. The Raiders would play the Steelers. The Colts will play the Dolphins. And then the Bengals will play the Ravens. And then, come playoff time after week one, we do this every show. We go over our playoff bracket after week one, two, three, four, five, just to see what we think. I got the Bengals defeating the Ravens, Dolphins defeating the Colts, Raiders defeating the Steelers, Vikings defeating the Packers, Panthers defeating the Commanders, Rams defeating the Cowboys, Bengals winning over the Raiders, Dolphins defeating the Bills, Rams defeating the Panthers, Vikings defeating the Giants, just because Kirk Cousins is on the road and that's when he surprises people. And then I got the Bengals defeating the Dolphins, Rams defeating the...
Biased pick.
Why, the Rams are biased? The
Bengals.
Well, home field. And then my Super Bowl matchup, the Bengals will defeat the Rams. The Rams defeated the Bengals in 2020.
Bias pick.
This is based on the division. You're acting like I just picked the...
You know what's crazy?
You picked the Patriots for a win and don't even have them in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, that's how the bracket came apart. Like I said, one of those AFC teams are going to miss... One of those AFC East teams are going to miss the playoffs. And it happens to be the Jets.
That's crazy, dude.
Must be nice.
I don't know. People are like, you got Rodgers.
A 38-year-old. I am tired of hearing you got Rodgers.
And when Brett Favre, and I'll admit.
Yes, and when Brett Favre went to the Jets.
Brett Favre
went to the Jets, they were 8-3, lost 5 straight, and they missed the playoffs. Whoop-de-doo.
Must be nice.
It doesn't matter.
Here comes Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's just it's not even, to me, it's not even the Aaron Rodgers thing. It's the New York. It's a whole new atmosphere for him. From going from Green Bay to New York.
Yeah, you really think
like,
he's going to handle
that
it?
Can stress you out as a player.
Yo, you're crazy.
How are we crazy? We're just...
Because he doesn't care about the media.
Oh, come on.
He really doesn't. He doesn't care with the Packers. He doesn't care what they say. He cares about what he thinks. He doesn't give a shit what anybody else says.
And when the team starts losing around him, he's going to blame it on everybody else.
But they're not going to lose like that. They're not going to.
How do you know?
You're going to lose games, yes.
How do you know?
But it's not going to be losing season. You're going to get to the playoffs. Because there's Rodgers already with a top five defense.
Yeah, 8-9 last year.
Listen.
8-9 last year.
Listen, with Zach.
8-9 last
year.
With
Zach Wilson.
8-9 last year.
With a shitty team in defense. So that just tells you.
The same receivers in Green Bay came on over to the Jets.
What? Two receivers and a tight end. Are you kidding me?
Randall Cobb, Alan Lazard.
And a tight end. That's it. That's it, bro. Exactly. This is what I'm trying to tell you. It's not as many people as you think. And it's still mostly the Jets core they had last year. It's still mostly the Jets core they had last year, especially on defensive end. And defense is where it gets you to the playoffs.
Yeah, but you're also...
Top five defense.
Your head coach is a defensive player, so...
And you have Nathaniel Hackett.
Who did a poor job in Denver.
Who won the Super Bowl with Rodgers.
Did a horrible job in Denver.
13 years ago they won the Super Bowl.
And that's 1 year off of a quarterback that wanted to do his own thing, and look what happened with his own
13 doing years his ago own they thing. Won the Super Bowl.
One
Super Bowl.
That's fine with me.
It'll he can break records all he wants, but if they can't, if he can't win another Super Bowl,
according to Rodgers, I don't care if I win the Super Bowl. I just want to get back to that MVP form.
That's great.
That's great
because going back to MVP form equates to wins.
No, it doesn't. It does not equate to a Super Bowl though. He's been MVP a couple times and he has not won a Super Bowl with
That's them. Fine.
That's
why,
fine.
Why can't it change this year?
Keep being the little brother.
Because I would rather say I want that Super Bowl because that means you're going to have MVP season.
No, because he's media trained. You don't want to. I mean, there's already those expectations, but you don't want to guarantee anything that you know you can't guarantee. You know how hard it is to get a Super Bowl?
All right, so we have another audience question.
Yeah, go ahead.
But not this ain't a question. This is a statement. The only defense I could say for Jonathan is that Rodgers never had a top defense back when he was in Green Bay.
Yes. Well, for the past couple of years that he's been there, no. And they're still winning games, still getting to the playoffs. And statistically speaking, whenever he has a top five defense, he always goes to the playoffs. Always. When the Packers had top five defenses, he was always going to the playoffs.
And how did they finish?
Doesn't matter. You're going to the playoffs.
It doesn't matter?
Listen, for the Jets, we just want to get to the... Well, they have high expectations to go to the Super Bowl, but playoffs is a good start.
I would have a high expectation as a Jets fan to go to the Super Bowl getting Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just said it don't matter.
But you got to take it one step at a time once you get to the playoffs. Let's get to the playoffs. Boom, we're there already. Then from there, you just got to win one game at a time. And then you'll get to the Super Bowl.
It's just a hard, you got to get past a couple teams.
All right, so this one is for David. Do you think Mac Jones has a bad season? And if he does, do you think the Patriots move away from him?
I think he's going to have a better season this season than last season because he's got he got receivers now. I mean, Tyquan Thurman is hurt again, but they got Juju over there now. He said he feels a lot better. But it's like any other quarterback. If you don't perform well, obviously they're going to move on. I don't think last season was his fault. I think they should have made the playoffs and made a wild card spot. They had two games.
If they beat the Raiders that one game, they would have probably made it into the postseason.
I think they should have walked into the postseason. Now, I'm not saying they would have won the Super Bowl, but I think last season was a playoff year for them, and they just came short because of dumb plays by other players.
Are you going to tag them or?
Who? The players?
Yeah.
Well, we all seen what Ramondre Stevenson did. Can't throw a ball back to Mac Jones, who's not a mobile quarterback. I mean, it happens.
That's like a rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the Patriots they're more of a solid team this year than last year. But it's like any other team. The division's getting harder.
Yeah.
You got Zeke now, who I think is going to play very well with New England. You got Ramondre Stevenson, who had a great last season. You got Mac Jones, who played fine last season. You got Juju Smith-Schuster over there now. You've got, who is it? The two quarterbacks. You got Gesicki. And who was the other one? That was there last year.
I don't know.
I forget what his name was. But you got a solid core of tight ends. You got another wide receiver that came over. And you got two good running backs. And you know the offensive line's always good. Defense is always good. So I feel like they're going to be a contender this season. Will they win a Super Bowl? I don't think so. The division is just too hard.
Yeah. It's like I said, one of those teams is missing the playoffs.
Yeah. Like you got the Chiefs. You got the Bengals. You got Miami. You got Buffalo that's always a way in there. You got the Jets that everybody's holding high expectations for. You got a lot of teams that everybody is holding to a high expectation. When you have that many teams, it's harder to sneak your way into a Super Bowl.
Uh-huh. NFC, I think, could be wide open, but looking at the AFC, it's going to be tough. It's going to be interesting for sure. So we've been discussing Major League Baseball. We've been discussing the National Football League. Major League Baseball, we have plenty to discuss. Yankee fans are already comparing Jason Dominguez to Mickey Mantle. Saying he's the GOAT.
I would love for you to read that.
I'll read it on my show. We'll do it. We'll do it. Don't worry. The Doug Stroud Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We will be right back. Apparently, David's mad that I called out the Yankee fans. But there's nothing I can do about it.
Rent free.
Yankee fans... You guys do what you do.
We'll see.
Going for the Super Bowl.
Hector, hold on. Because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter. I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh, God, how do I stop this? So I
look at that water behind me, James.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get behind.
Democrats. Thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and like do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Ivana or Tulsi Gabbard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. This is Dougie and the boys. We got...
J-Ram, is that what you call me?
Yeah, J-Ram.
J-Ram.
Big Dave. Now you got to update it to Big Dave.
You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Serravo Broadcasting, the Doug Serravo Show. So let's talk some Major League Baseball. Jason Dominguez.
Read that headline.
Okay.
Read it right, bro.
The one I saw on Facebook?
Yes.
All right.
So you got to read what the post was and the person responding to
it. All right, in the Must Be Nice group chat.
I can read it for you if you want.
You got it ready, Doug. You got it pulled
up
and ready.
I got it up, too.
Must be nice.
Yankees age 20 or younger with 3-plus home runs in any 5-game span. Jason Dominguez, Mickey Mantle. Dominguez has done it in his first 5 career games. LOL.
It's a statement.
Yeah, but I know how you guys are.
Nah, that's how you guys are.
Me?
The guy made a statement. They said that Mickey Mantle, the only other person besides Jason Dominguez was Mickey Mantle to do that in a 5-game span. This person said, well, he did it in his 5 first career games.
But you know, in a sense, to your point, Doug, it is a comparison, but it's not anything big.
Never know how a player is going to play.
Yeah, which is why you can't compare them after 5 games.
But they weren't comparing them. They're doing a stat.
Yeah, it's just stat. So in a sense, it is a comparison, but they're not. It doesn't. They don't mean it in context. It's not meant to be taken that
Maybe
way.
Maybe I don't mean it that way.
But I mean, if it was a Tampa Bay Rays player and they were doing it to a Rays legend, you'd be like, look at this. This guy's going to be the future of the Rays.
Exactly. It's meant to be just as Dominguez. Like, oh, crap, look. The last player who ever did this was this guy, and look how good he turned out to be. So, what can this guy do for us in the future? You know,
and
what I'm saying?
He's been playing very well. I think he's got a 300 batting average. So, I mean, he's having fun out there. I think that's the most important part, because a lot of these players is so much pressure. I'm like Volpe. Volpe was a top prospect coming up from the Yankees at the beginning of the season. Everybody had high expectations of him, and I think that was his downfall at the beginning of the season. Was that so many people were saying, oh, Volpe, watch out for Volpe, he's going to win Rookie of the Year. Dominguez came up halfway through the season, more than halfway through the season. He doesn't have that pressure. And now that he's shining, he's already having fun. So people are bringing it up to him. It's like, yeah, I'm having a good time out there. You know, I'm hitting home runs. I'm scoring runs. You know, we're winning games.
Mm-hmm.
And, they still have time to go into the playoffs, because it's funny. You said the Rangers are going to drop out of the playoff spot.
Yo, they've been dropping.
And they're the number 3, I think, in the wild card.
Yeah.
The Yankees are, I think, 7 or 6.5 games out of that wild card spot.
Still a month left of baseball.
And there's still like maybe 15, 20 games left.
Yeah.
They just swept the Astros. They're about to sweep the Tigers.
I mean, it's going to be tough, though.
I think they play Boston, which is going to be a big series after that.
Right. It'll be tough, though. They're
not making the playoffs. Let's just, yeah.
No, they could. They're not eliminated, but they basically have to win out and hope things go their way with other teams.
They're not making the playoffs. We all know that.
We know ever since Scherzer and Verlander went to their respectable teams, they started losing again.
And the Mets started winning.
Yeah.
So, Texas is,
I believe, the third.
They were 70-57 at one point.
Before the trade?
I think, yeah, so. They're 76-63.
Right now?
Houston's probably winning that division. Wild card.
I think they're number three.
No, they're out. They're a half game out.
They're out of the wild card.
It's Tampa.
Toronto?
It's Tampa, Seattle, Toronto.
That's crazy.
Texas is out.
And it's crazy to think that Tampa is in the wild card with their crazy record, bro, with their good record.
Yankees are 7 out, 17 games elimination number.
So that's 17 games left.
Yeah.
Basically.
Wait, so there's how many games out?
Only 7.
Yeah, so they can make it. And there's 17
and
games.
And the Mets are 8 out with 16 elimination.
They have two series coming up against, I think, Toronto, which are going to be two big series. They have a series against Boston, which is going to be a big series. And they just beat the Astros.
Mets are only 8 out?
Yeah.
With the shitty season they're having, that's crazy that they're only 8 out, 8 games out.
The Mets are going to be good. They'll be back.
Yeah, they'll be back.
I think they just had to get through the headache of Scherzer and Verlander.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two 38-year-olds.
Because you got to think, the focus was, that's what I'm saying. The focus is on those teams. That's why I always say, like, to compare them to the Jets, they got Rodgers.
Right.
Well, the focus was heavy on the Mets because Verlander went over there and they had Verlander and Scherzer. Now Verlander and Scherzer are gone. The focus is not heavy on them and they're winning again, but nobody's really talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because no, yeah.
That's why I say I don't know what's going to happen to the Jets right now because the focus is all on them and that pressure is going to be on you. So if you start losing 1-2 games, doesn't mean anything in the beginning of the season if you lose your first two games. But how much pressure is going to be on top of you? We brought over Rodgers and we're losing games. We should have won those games, and then that could be like the pressure that says that they don't make it to the playoffs because people are hounding them, and we know how New York fans are.
Yeah,
we know how New York media is.
Jonathan's over here winning the Super Bowl already.
Yeah,
I just don't think that happens.
I don't think they win a Super Bowl.
I don't think they
No, not Super Bowl. I just don't think, like, the outcome you're saying, I don't think that happens.
I don't think they make the playoffs.
You're crazy.
How am I crazy? I want a realistic answer. How am I crazy?
Because there's a sort of like bias in a sense where you're hating on Rodgers because you can't just go in so on paper looking at the team, you have to acknowledge that they're good. They're really good, and they might make there's a really good chance they're going to make the playoffs. You can't just dismiss them like
hating on Rodgers. I think it's the fact that he's 38. That
look, what did he just do?
He missed the playoffs 8-9,
and he's still all right.
I think it's the fact that Jets fans and New York fans are so high that they're going to make the playoffs, and it's not guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed, but it's a very good chance that you do.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the same way about the Patriots. How everybody's talking about the Patriots are going to be better than last season.
I mean, I don't know about... They're thinking yes, they'll be better, but people are saying they make the playoffs, lose
but
first.
But if you're better than...
Lose and lose the wild card game. That's the type of season that you guys are going to have, analysts that I've read.
David's over here talking about the Dolphins going to the Super Bowl.
I had a lot of analysts, like articles that I've been reading. They don't even have Dolphins
two,
in the Super Bowl in the playoffs.
Week one, and then goodbye season.
Yeah, more people have Patriots.
I mean,
Rodgers
could get hurt week one. Anybody get look at the look at the amount of injuries we're already having.
Yeah, anybody.
Travis
yeah.
Kelce hyperextended his knee.
That changes the
Nobody
season.
Nobody knows if he's playing tonight. He's a game time decision.
And you saw that stat I sent you guys, right? Where Mahomes 83 receptions for Kelce.
Yeah, MVS is going to step up though.
More yo, that's crazy. I mean, yeah, this gives him room to, you know.
This gives him time to learn his receivers
yeah.
a little better.
So last night, I still have one episode left. But last night, I watched the AFC divisional game, Chiefs-Jaguars. But it wasn't the game, it was quarterback. Mahomes did not want to leave.
Yeah, he was
mad. Oh, you're talking about the show. Okay.
Yeah, quarterbacks. I watched that series.
He did not want to leave. He was like, I'm staying in here. Fuck. No, I'm not coming out.
He knew his injury because he had it before. But at the same time, I understand why Andy Reid pulled him out of the game, because they had a lot of football still left to play going down into the playoffs. So would you rather take him out, rest him, and possibly put him back if you have to in the fourth? Because he ran into the back. They said he was clear. X-ray were negative. He sprained his ankle or hyperextended his ankle, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And he came back into the game. But as you can tell, he was hobbling all over the game. So who says that one play that he stood in, that he would have never got hurt if he would have got hit again right off of that? That break time from him going off the field into the locker room, you got to remember, they're probably going to tape you up a little better. They might not have taken off your cleat at that time, but they might tape the top of the cleat around your ankle. So it gives you more stability while you're moving around, so it's not loose. Mm-hmm. If he would have stood in that game, his ankle would have been a little looser. He could have rolled it again and hurt himself even more. So, I like the decision they made. Take him out for, I think it was like three plays. Yeah,
and he got the touchdown.
Yeah, and he got the touchdown. So,
it worked out in their favor anyway.
It was good. It's the same as when we say boxing. Like, a fighter wants to stay in the ring. But the corner should know when to call.
We were...
Right? We saw the fight.
Yeah, when we were covering that fight.
Yeah.
No one knew why he called it.
But the cornerman saw, and even the guy that was sitting next to us said that he noticed that the other fighter's eyes didn't look completely right. Like, if he was, his eyes were a little glazy and like the way he was looking around. But his corner saw that and he knew to stop the fight. And the fighter was like, "Why'd you stop it?" And he was like, "I'm doing it for your best interest. Trust me." So for Andy Reid to do that, I think that was the right choice, because who would have known if he would have stood in that game?
Yeah, but from an athlete's perspective, it's competitive.
Nah, you never want to come out. Perfect example, tonight's game, Travis Kelce. He hyperextended his knee. They could be like, Andy Reid could be like, "No, I don't want you to play. We have a lot more football. It's one game." Travis Kelce obviously is going to want to be in the game. It's a season opener.
Yeah.
He wants to. He hasn't missed a game. I think his whole career, he hasn't missed a game.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
So obviously, you want to be in that game, but it's up to Andy Reid to say, "Listen, we got a lot of football."
Yes, or they got 17 weeks.
Yeah, they got to watch him in his warm-ups. See how he moves.
Especially with football, these guys are super competitive, and they're always playing through injuries, even minor ones. So they just try to tough it out.
So do we know how our fantasy football slipping?
You got to switch a player. I'm just letting you know because it's the beginning of the season.
Why? What happened?
Cooper Kupp's out.
Oh, that's right.
Dude, you would have just left that in.
I don't know.
I could leave. I could have not said anything or anything.
Yeah.
You still would have had time to switch your player. But you're going on the cruise, so I'd rather you switch it now.
Yeah, I didn't know. I totally forgot.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp's out, so I would switch your player. I don't think it's gonna make a difference, but I know you're new to fantasy football, so these are like the things you have to get used to, is keeping up on your players. So game day checking, who's out, who's questionable. Like, I have a player questionable. I had Joe Burrow questionable on my other league.
Yeah, I had to move out Travis Kelce.
He's still questionable.
Yeah, he's still questionable.
But you never know. Like, I got Hollywood Brown. He's questionable, but he doesn't play until Sunday.
Yeah, so you have time.
So I can move him around.
And sometimes they don't make announcements literally 10 minutes before the game, Doug. So you have to, like, be on top of that.
Yeah, I know.
With fantasy, it can get tricky like that.
Oh, we could get three more reserves?
Yeah, instead of dropping a player, you put them into your reserve spot and you could pick up somebody.
All right. So I'm not going to announce who I'm going after.
But yeah, you had Cooper Kupp and your odds went down like 20 points.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like at 113.
Yeah, because he's already ruled out.
Like you see me, I got Mark Andrews. He's questionable right now as a tight end. But he doesn't play till Sunday.
Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday at 1. And I got a tight end, I think, sitting on my bench. I got Goddard sitting on the bench. So, obviously, when Sunday comes, I have to watch, like, around 12:30 to see what his status is.
Yeah, he's got to keep an eye on it.
Because then I got to switch him. But if I forget and he gets out, then that's points off the board. I just left the player that's out. I'm not winning points off of that.
Then that's a free dub.
Yeah, you guys could have had me lose.
I could have.
Yeah, you could have.
I mean, you still projected to lose.
On paper.
Yo.
On paper.
I'm going to say this, though. Green Bay Packers, bro, they got two injuries, so both their receivers
already. Very, yeah. It's not looking good. However, for Jones, looks good. I think the Packers will do good this season.
Again, we got Dougie and the boys on. Last episode of season one for Dougie of the Boys. It was a great season. We'll have more after this quick commercial break. The Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by.
As Jimmy goes.
Yeah, with his hockey stick that's been missing.
Yeah, I don't know where that thing went.
Yeah, I don't know either. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we have much more when we get back. We got...
What do you got?
Your names.
Oh, Big Dave. I thought you were talking about we got more stuff to come back.
Oh, John Ram.
All right, we'll be right back.
Must be.
Especially going back to Columbus downtown.
Why? They were horrible this year.
Oh, Malibu and the diner.
These leaders of these countries.
Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
That they're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to
town, things that haven't been done before?
They're like,
it's more than just Joe Biden though. Like, it's just like people even
overpay for DeGrom, and I
think this is a great way for us to gather some.
I'll be looking for another job after this is all. I can tell you that.
I'm here with your name behind it, hoping that.
Why didn't Trump fire Fauci? He could have gotten rid of him.
There's a lot of things you can have checked out.
So talk whatever we want.
It's sports. Well, I'll tell you,
no matter. I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
Wednesday night bar talk.
Harden. No, Jimmy's the idiot.
Jimmy's
the idiot. He assists a game. No matter how many games.
36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit now, they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight? Now, 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Serravo Broadcasting, the Doug Serravo Show. We got...
J-Ram.
Big Dave.
They remembered their names this time.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. So what's some trending topics around the world of sports?
Boza getting that big payday for the Niners.
Oh, yeah, I sent it to you guys in the group chat.
Yeah, yes, I sent it first.
Doug over
must
here,
be nice.
Doug over here trolling, sending multiple.
This guy always sends the same thing I send. Back and forth.
Yeah, and here this guy made a comment. Oh, I don't think you pay attention or read what he sends. You don't care.
Doug's just trolling. Yeah, but Boza... I think he deserves that payday.
Tyreek Hill, most valuable player outside the quarterback position.
Who wrote that?
I think it was Bleacher Report.
Oh, it was Bleacher Report?
I don't see it.
Oh, BR Betting had said it.
He's the most valuable player outside.
Tyreek Hill is the most valuable player outside quarterbacks to the point spread in the NFL.
Oh,
so Las Vegas odd makers told Ben Falks they value him at 2 points more than any other non-quarterback in the NFL.
Yo, but as a receiver, specifically, just with even with just with receivers, you got Chase.
I mean, he was the number one wide receiver last season.
No, he wasn't.
I think he had the most yards, didn't he?
Nah. Jefferson did from the Vikings.
Oh, yeah, Justin Jefferson. Yeah,
You got Jefferson. You got Chase and receivers. And I'm just like,
what's this with Chandler Jones saying the Raiders sent a crisis team to his home?
Because of his stories that he was posting on IG. I guess some crazy stuff that the Raiders thought that he was in trouble or something. I don't know.
And apparently Mike Evans is seeking security.
Evans too?
Yeah, there's a report that he was going to be traded to the Giants.
Yeah, I don't care for those reports.
Those are like just rumors for the most part. But even if he is seeking security,
he doesn't want to sign the contract that they're willing to give him the offer. So, you could say that he's looking for a trade.
But you have Baker there. Baker is not all that bad. He might turn out.
No, I think the Buccaneers can surprise people.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I think, at least.
Baker, I think week one surprise is going to be the Bears beating the Packers. Because the Packers got two hurt receivers. So I think they're going to... And there, I believe the Bears are home as well. So I think they're going to win that game.
I don't know. That's going to be tough.
Yeah, I got the Packers, but the Bears is very good chance with those injuries.
I got the Packers.
Well, you got Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs are both out.
Because remember, I also had, that hot take I told you with Fields. I think Fields might have
Joe Burrow's back week one.
Could have a really good year.
Yeah, I think everybody figured Joe Burrow was going to be back because
you were worried.
I wasn't worried. I was worried I would have took him off of my fantasy and put in Tua.
Imagine you lose both quarterbacks.
Nah, Burrow's going to be fine.
No, but imagine if you did. You lost Burrow to start the year and then you lost Tua.
I mean, there's still more quarterbacks, but still, yeah. Two picks that I would have got. But Burrow only, he was a calf injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't really go off of that.
The way they made it seem, multiple weeks, blah, blah. I'm like, damn.
Well, yeah. It was multiple weeks.
It was during the offseason.
During the offseason, though.
Yeah, I thought when they said that, I was assuming it was for the regular season. They know what they posted. They knew what they were doing.
May miss multiple weeks, but it was still preseason.
It was August. August.
Yeah, it was misleading in a sense, though.
So 3 weeks.
Yeah, of the summer. Yeah, the season.
They made it seem like when you say may miss multiple weeks, first thing in your head is regular season.
Yes.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit about the off season.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's for clicks.
I think if anything, he would have missed the first game, if that, and which he's not. I think that would have been it, and he would have came back the next game.
Yeah, because he's back. So
yeah, I don't think it's going to be much.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I think Travis Kelce starts tonight, and they're gonna have real close eyes on him. So where if
he won't,
the
he
Chiefs
won't,
go up by 14,
they're taking him out.
Yeah, you might not see him on that field, or you might see him maybe blocking, or like being a distraction to the players. He may do like a jog route.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see much coming from Kelce tonight. Pacheco, shout out Pacheco, Jersey native. Think he's going to have a big night.
Oh, Isaiah Pacheco's from...
Yeah, he's from Jersey.
Yeah.
He's from South Jersey, so...
I got him on the fantasy squad, too.
So, ever since Wanda Franco went down to, you know...
Oh, yeah, what's up with him?
I have no idea.
I don't think there's any updates on that.
Because he's also getting investigated by
Dominican.
By Dominican Republic.
Yeah, the Dominican government.
For another case.
But ever since he went down, Slavis Bisabi stepped up at short. He's batting 230. He has one home run, which was a grand slam, I believe, and nine RBI.
Nine?
Yeah, nine RBI in...
what is that, 2 months?
19 games played.
Well, so about a month.
So he stepped up for us.
That's not bad.
And Tampa is what, 85 and 55? So we've been playing better baseball. 3.5 out of the wild card. I mean, 3.5 out of the division. 8 up on the wild card. Key series coming up with Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, I hope Tampa Bay just keeps winning. Just so that the rest of everybody else keeps falling.
He's on the bandwagon.
He can't be on the bandwagon.
You are now.
He wants the Yankees to move up. Look, that's all it is.
Because if the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Boston Red Sox, what does that mean?
They're losing.
Makes it easier for the Yankees to move on up.
Look at this hat. World Series.
All Yankees got to do
is
just...
That was the year they lost, right?
Yeah.
That's all they got show to prove.
this guy over here.
That's it.
Oh.
Listen, I'm sorry. At the end of the day, we all know World Series doesn't mean anything unless you win it.
They still have two American League championships.
Doesn't matter. Did they win the World Series? It's the same thing as the Yankees going to the World Series and they lose. What are you going to say? It doesn't matter because they didn't win it.
Well, that's the Yankee fan mindset. Oh, we have to win
it. No, it doesn't.
We have to win
any
it every
team,
year.
It's the same thing as the Super Bowl.
Not for every team. Because like, as Mets fans, since we barely make it to the playoffs as it is, that year in 15 that we went to the World Series, we hold that in high regard. Like, oh, shit, we made it there. We want to get back to those, to that place.
I guess.
For Yankee fans, yeah, because Yankee, you guys always win.
You guys are like egotistic, whatever you want to say.
You guys always win. It's part
that's
of the script.
When you win
spoiled.
That many, that's what happens when you win that many championships.
You hear what I said, Doug? It's part of the script, so
yeah,
they get used to it.
Who is it? Speaking of part of the script, did you see that, what Tom Brady said?
What?
He was like, if the NFL had a script, do you think I would want to lose to Eli Manning?
Yo, that's crazy.
No, he never said that.
He did.
He said Peyton's little brother.
Sorry. Same thing, different wording.
Same thing.
You think I want to lose to Peyton's little brother? Didn't even give him the name. Didn't even say his name.
Couldn't even acknowledge Renfrey. Eli.
Where were Renfrey and Patriots heads?
You wish.
That comeback story.
It's like
was,
the Yankees are Renfrey and Tampa Bay Rays heads.
No, we're not.
Yo, but it's crazy. I think it's more of a betting thing. Because undefeated teams, like in basketball, when Golden State almost won, they won like 73 games. Out of 82 games in one season with KD or whatever, they get to the championship, lose.
Must be nice.
That's crazy. They were favored. Just like Patriots were favored. I think it's a betting thing.
Giants came up clutch.
Helmet catch.
Still had to put up points.
Helmet catch.
Stop the best defense, stop the best offense.
Now, there's no way you could script that shit, though.
Yeah, you're out.
That catch was insane.
But the... Put the ball on your helmet? No.
It's like Julian Edelman.
That shit was crazy.
The fingertip catch.
Yeah.
Caught it with his fingertips and then he brought it in.
Yeah. It was literally inches from the floor.
Well, that game was handed to the Patriots, if you ask me.
How?
It was handed to them.
How?
You're up 28-3 with 6 minutes left in the third quarter. I'm not saying it was rigged. I'm not saying that at one bit. But that game was handed to them.
But after that, you could see with the Falcons.
Give props to Tom Brady, the GOAT. But that game was handed to them. Come on, you don't time management. Just run the ball. Kill the time. Kill the clock.
You can't really kill the clock, though, if defense is stopping you.
Yeah, but you still want to put up points.
Yeah.
But still.
It's the Patriots.
No, I know. But if you have that much time on the clock.
Yeah, but if your run game isn't working, you have to go to your passing game.
Because
that's a quick three and out. If you're
yeah,
running,
that's
not
quick
working.
Three and out. So you're not burning the clock like you want to.
I know. But
so they had no choice but to pass. And if shit wasn't working out, they turned the ball over.
So yeah, you gave all that time to Brady.
That happens.
What do you expect?
That happens. And I was sitting next to a Falcons fan right then and there.
That's what great quarterbacks do.
I sat in that room like this.
The whole first half.
Because he was probably talking crazy shit to you the entire game.
Falcons fans.
Like, who, Tom Brady? Who?
Yeah, I said. All I did was look to him.
This your goat? This your goat?
I went like this. I said, it's still only the first half, bro.
Oh, my God.
I said, just wait. Come back. Score. They'll go over. He's like this now. He like me in the first half. Take the lead. I'm like, what? Let's go. Yeah. Start screaming, bro. Game was over. He walked out with his head down. Went outside and sat down on the edge of the house like this.
I would too.
That's, I got to hang out with you guys for the Super Bowl.
That's disgraceful.
We could do that.
Jimmy was with us last year.
Well, I got back from, I was on the cruise. That's why.
Yeah, you were on a cruise. You had just gotten back.
Yeah.
And last year wasn't the greatest Super Bowl, though.
No, it wasn't.
It sucked because of Purdy going out. So it wasn't. It felt like
should have been there.
Yeah.
So what we could do for the Super Bowl, if you guys want to do it, is I could bring this stuff to the crib, and we could just bullshit watching the game. But
they now, do a halftime show.
Oh yeah, we could
if you want to, but.
I don't want to watch the.
Who's doing the halftime show?
I have no idea.
I don't know if they announced it yet.
They haven't announced it.
I don't know.
Maybe it's Dougie and the Boys.
I think it was. They offered T Swift to do it. I think no, she already did it not too long ago.
I don't think they did.
No, someone said that they. Someone said that they should offer it for T Swift. No, they. Someone said that they would be worried that all the T Swift fans would buy the tickets.
Oh yes, that was the headline. That was the headline.
They would buy all the tickets just to see the show.
Exactly.
And then by the time the half is over,
and they're all gone. There's no one in the stadiums.
Yeah. So right now, the odds are on Miley Cyrus performing it from Vegas Odd Makers.
Yeah, we could do a show, bro. I mean,
I don't know if I would want to watch
it. Yeah, they said that she won't be headlining it.
Who?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
They said Daily Mail also spoke with an NFL source who confirmed that Taylor Swift has been asked a handful of times, but that she won't be headlining next year's show.
I don't think they want her to.
Plus, she's on tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it would make sense if she's on tour and then she just squeezes that in.
Yeah, if she was like in Vegas, like T-Mobile.
Because she's already in that groove, but.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, we could do a show if you want.
Yeah, we could do a halftime show. All right, we got much more to come to our last segment of Dougie and the Boys. We'll be right back. We got
J-Ram.
Big Dave
Mendoza. The host of
Unsolicited Role Models. The role models you may not want, but you may just need.
Must be
yes,
nice.
Sir.
We'll be right back. As always, I'm your host, Doug Saravo. We'll be right back, and Season 7 is just around the corner. We'll see you guys soon.
Are you delusional to say Chicago?
DJ Moore. DJ Moore.
Okay, I'm done. Okay. I'm done.
Jimmy, see what you made her do? You made her walk out.
I don't want to hear it. Left
this place. This is a guy talking from Woodstock and taking pills. He's worried about being wholesome and natural.
He asked what I wanted to drink, so I told him I wanted a Malibu. We were in the casino.
Yes, but...
Here's Chef Hector
running the show at the Monkey Bar. Yes,
Hector made it on the camera. Most hated man on Hell's Kitchen. Gabriel hates you.
I would say one of.
He's like. wait, hold on. He was dreaming about that cruise and that girl, right? That's why he was listening. It's an EDM thinking about that's the girl on the cruise. The one who got away.
Got away. All right.
Hold on, Jimmy, step it up real quick. You just made my point. Step it up real quick.
But he's definitely not with the trouble he's going to have.
But that's not the point we're making.
It was over here. You just said it.
He's a slot receiver.
You just made my point. You just said
how
it.
How I made your point.
You just said it. You just said it that we said before. His only option.
Season was incredible.
incredible. We got to play off.
So that's all that matters to you?
That's how.
Wait, that's. Hold on.
That's how Jets fans are.
But that's what matters to you? Just like Rodgers, oh, I wish I could win another MVP.
Going for the Super Bowl.
Heck, just, that little. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Strava Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Strava Broadcasting, the Doug Strava Show. This is where we do our hot takes. But normally, we think of Michael Jordan, who's the GOAT, controversial subjects. But it's going to be about week one. A hot take, a prediction, what we think could happen, what we think could go wrong. So, moving forward, our hot takes will be regarding the National Football League for each week. So, let's start with Big Dave.
All right. I'm gonna go with my... I feel like it's a... Not a lock pick, but... A pick that, let's say people...
If you were in a survival pool, this is the pick you're going to go for.
Yeah.
For like, that game.
This is my guaranteed win of the week.
Guaranteed winner.
I would probably... I'd probably take the Bears over the Packers, like I said before. Just because of the injuries. And they're playing in Chicago.
Damn, I don't know. I mean...
Packers own them.
Yeah, but I feel like they're just too hurt at the beginning of the season.
And you got Jordan Love who's going to start fresh. You don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know how Jordan Love's going to go.
So I'm going to save Jonathan for last.
Go ahead.
Aaron Rodgers is going to have a 2-interception game.
Oh, my God.
2 interceptions against Buffalo. I could see that.
2-interception game.
I can't see that.
I can see that against
Why
Buffalo.
Why can't you see it?
Because he's too smart for that. Possibly one, and that's possibly off of like something that's over, like a tip ball or something that just happens to be in midair, and then it's not like it's gonna be a throw straight to the receiver, and it's off.
I don't know.
The cornerback reads it and just intercepts the ball.
Instead of 2 interceptions, I could see 2.5 sacks.
I can see that. I can see
a few fumbles.
I can see one fumble.
I don't know about fumbles. I can see sacks more than
interceptions.
They're
turning the ball over is all I can say.
That's what I think. 1 interception, 1 fumble.
They're turning the ball over.
2.5 sacks.
I see that happening on the Bills end. On Josh Allen.
Jonathan lives in like this perfect fantasy.
It's not a perfect fantasy. What happened to the Bills last year? It was 1-1. We won a game with Zach Wilson. Are you kidding me? What do you think is going to happen with Rodgers? That's all I'm saying.
I don't understand.
You keep saying Rodgers is old, this or that.
Yeah.
Until I see his age on the field. No, I did not. Until I see his age on the field, I'm going to keep saying. Just like with Tom Brady. What happened with Tom Brady on the Bucks?
He fell off.
The first season he went with the Bucks.
It's Tom Brady. You're comparing.
No. You're comparing. They're up. He's up there.
He's not up there with Tom Brady.
You're crazy, bro.
How am I crazy? The guy's won 7 Super Bowls compared to Aaron Rodgers' 1.
Because it takes a team. Quarterback wise, they're both up there, in my opinion.
I think the Jets lose week 1. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think they lose.
Jonathan over here thinks I'm like this Aaron Rodgers hater.
You are a hater, bro.
If I say I think the Jets, if they lose, they're going to lose by a field goal.
That's fine. It's also a division game. It's going to be close.
Based on their schedule, I can see the Jets going like 7-10.
That's crazy.
It is a hard schedule, though. It is. It's a very hard schedule for the AFC East. The AFC East has a hard schedule coming out.
He has high hopes for the Patriots, and Patriots have a hard schedule.
Oh, we got 2 guaranteed wins against Jets, so it doesn't matter.
That's funny.
I can't wait for like the week. When are they playing?
I don't even know when they play, but I cannot wait, bro.
I can't wait for that podcast.
While he searches that up, let me give you my hot take.
I can't wait for that
podcast. Week 3.
Week 3.
Bro.
In New England, right?
No, in...
No.
In
MetLife.
MetLife.
Yo, my hot take?
And then they end the season against the Patriots. That's going to be the game right there that decides who, if both teams are up, who makes it to the wild card. Patriots and the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, week 17.
Jets. Easy money.
Easy. Right? Yeah, they close out the season with them. Yeah.
Hold on. I'm trying to think here because I don't want to just go off of a game. I want to go off of a certain player.
Yeah, I like that.
Getting a certain amount of yards.
I like that. Do it.
I think, fuck. And this is crazy because I picked the Packers to win. But going off of with Dave's, sort of, Justin Fields getting 300 plus passing yards. 300 plus to start off the season.
It's possible. Do I see it happening?
That's not hard.
Really?
I can see him getting
250, 260.
I can see him doing 4,000 yards this season. That's the hot take I told Doug a couple weeks ago.
If I was a safe bet, I'd say 225.
If I was a safe bet, yeah, 225.
250, but kind of pushing it for me.
I'm gonna go with him doing 300. He's gonna want to pass more than lean off the rushing like he was last year.
I think a lot of the running backs are gonna get their first touchdown for week one.
Yeah. Oh, you think it's gonna be a running back heavy? Zeke is probably gonna be one of them, and I think that's Zeke
gets a touchdown.
I think Zeke is gonna be more used like red zone.
I think Pacheco gets a touchdown. I think Henry gets a touchdown.
Pacheco, yeah. I don't know. I don't think Henry gets one.
You guys see that Christian Wood is going to the Lakers?
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier.
Yeah, very good pickup for the Lakers. That's a good
pickup for them.
He was underutilized with the Mavericks.
He was utilized very well with Houston.
Yeah,
I don't understand why they got rid of him. And then they got rid of him, and when he got to Dallas, I don't know. They didn't use him to his potential
because he was coming off the bench too. So it's like he had less minutes. He's more of a starter, in my opinion.
So before we head out, what is this this thing going on with Apple and them trying to purchase ESPN?
Listen, Apple is trying to purchase everything.
So does that mean we could no longer watch?
No, it'll be the same thing. They'll make minor changes. It'll be like
no, because think about it. Apple's deals have been exclusive only. So MLS, it's an Apple exclusive.
There are games, Yankee games, you can't watch.
But if they buy Disney, you're essentially buying ESPN as well. So why not just leave it on ESPN? If you buy Disney, you got ESPN already. That makes no sense. That article makes no sense to me. You have ESPN, you have Hulu, and you have Disney. Because Disney owns those two companies. That's why those package deals, when you do a subscription, it comes together. And those MLS games are already on ESPN. So why bring it to Apple?
They're not on ESPN. It's the
same thing. They're not on ESPN anymore?
No, they're on Apple exclusive. So you have to have an MLS subscription to catch certain games. That's why I was saying the Red Bulls in Miami game. I've been watching Red Bulls on Apple this whole time. Red Bull Miami game comes, you need a subscription. The next game after that, the Red Bull game after that, you could watch for free.
That's messed up.
So that's how they're going to end up getting you if they end up purchasing it.
Just to charge more money, I guess.
Yes, it's going to be subscription-based.
But it still makes no sense. If you buy Disney, you already have ESPN and Hulu along with Disney.
Yeah, but I mean, does it work out at the end of the day? Because at the end of the day, you got NFL Sunday Ticket.
For YouTube?
Yeah, you got Red Zone. So if you could just watch it on Apple, you get one subscription, you get all the games. So it might work out, but
everything's under one hub. You get what I'm saying?
I hate the fact that you can't watch, like, for the Red Bulls game against Miami. I live in Jersey. They play in Jersey. That should be a free game. For anybody else, that should have to be paid.
Well, you know why. Messi.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but it should be a free game for these residents.
Yeah, we're local, and instead they black it out, in a sense, where you got to pay for it. That sucks.
And he didn't even play the whole first half. He didn't play first half. He played the second half. So it didn't even matter. He scored a goal, but he only played the second half.
Were they on the bench still, the guys we interviewed?
Yeah, I think they are still on the bench.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know. It could work out, like you said, if everything goes into one hub.
But
I just don't see it happening just because of the fact that
the price will go up.
ESPN, ABC, NBC, Fox, all those guys have money into it. So Apple would have to essentially cover all their pays. What they all pay for, you know,
like what they all invested.
Yeah, what they all invested into it. ESPN, NFL Network. Because does that take away from your NFL Network? And now the NFL Network is only on Apple.
Let me search how much they would have to pay.
Plus, you got to go into a bidding war, because when the Super Bowl comes, how much money does that channel make off of Super Bowl commercials? That channel is going to be a lot. They're going to be like, you know what? We'll pay you this instead.
Dude, Apple is interested in buying Disney, according to insiders, in a deal that could be worth $160 billion. So I don't know if they have that on hand. That will probably be something that they just keep paying off.
Yeah, because Disney owns the rights to that right now.
All right, boys.
We'll see.
Dougie and the Boys has concluded.
Last show of season 6, baby.
Last show of season... No, tomorrow's the last show of season 6.
Well, for us.
For us, the last show
last of season... Last show of season 1.
Season 1.
Season of 1.
Dougie and the Boys.
True, season 1.
Any final thoughts about the season we just had?
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait. Tonight is the first game. We should go watch it somewhere. Nah, I'll probably be in bed watching. I ain't gonna lie. What?
Tonight's game?
Tonight's game. Got to work in the morning.
Yeah.
You don't got work in the morning.
No, nah. He's gotta take his kids to school.
Yeah, I do, but
they take the bus.
Well, actually, yeah, I got stuff I gotta do with them, but
well, let's be nice. We have work tomorrow.
Yeah,
only 6 hour day though. Yeah, we can sacrifice it. We'll see.
We can sacrifice it.
We'll see. We'll see. It's not a. I would say this. It's a good Thursday night game, but it's not worth staying up all night for, in my opinion.
Nah.
Now Sunday night game. Who plays Sunday night?
Giants, Cowboys.
Yeah, Sunday night.
Sunday night game is a worth game. Is a game worth going to a bar or like a place like Buffalo Wild Wings to watch?
The Bills
and Cowboys. You're in Jersey.
It's probably going to be like regular night out.
Nah.
The Bills.
We'll see.
And if it's over, so I'm like.
The Giants and Cowboys game at a bar?
We have.
The atmosphere is going to be crazy, man.
We have interest in the Giants, the Jets, the Patriots.
Yeah.
We're going to be into the game. I really don't care who wins the Chiefs-Lions, honestly.
Yeah. So local games, yeah.
The Jets and Bills game Monday night is going to be insane. Yeah. Just because it's Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. And it's Jets-Bills. Like, New York, New Jersey.
Prime time on September 11th.
Or New York, New York.
Tune in, folks. Tune in.
Yeah, I'm hoping I get to watch one of them on the ship.
Be able to.
There's a bar, so I'm probably going to watch.
Hopefully. Nah, you'd be good. Because they dock out of New York, so they'll probably have that game on.
Just take a portable antenna with you.
Well, I can probably not.
You got Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I'm getting. Well, I can probably NBC app, right? Yeah.
Probably. You should be fine.
Yeah, we'll see who wins. Giants, Jets are going to lose. Giants going to win.
I can't wait till we come back next week and that, the tables are fucking turned, listen, bro.
Not, no offense, I would love for the Jets to win just so John could come in here excited. But then I would love for them to lose because we know Doug is going to go off as well. Either way, it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, well, we'll have 2 weeks to cover.
Oh, yeah, we'll have 2 weeks to cover.
Wait, when do you get back?
I come back that Sunday.
Oh, fuck.
So we'll do the show after.
Yeah, so it's not next week, it's the following week.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, so we have 2 weeks. That'll be a long one.
I hope
Jets will be 0-2.
I hope you're 0-2.
I saw it coming.
I hope you're 0-2.
When it's the other way around.
Yeah.
You know I'll be parading in here, bro.
Oh, I know.
The hat, jacket, the jersey.
I know we'll be going at it. Now that football season's
coming. The banner. I'm going to bring the towels too. I'm going to lay it all around.
Listen, I'm high on Miami, but I'd love for the Patriots to beat both of them. Philly and Miami the first 2 weeks.
I hope we're outside.
Yeah, we should be for sure.
I hope we're outside doing.
We should be because I'm gonna have everything.
Sweater weather.
Yeah, it was too hot today.
Yeah, 95 too much.
And maybe we'll have a 3-camera setup. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, good show. Thanks for a great season.
Thanks for everybody tuning in for season 1.
Yes, Season 1 of Dougie and the Boys.
Yes, sir.
More coming soon, baby.
I can't wait. We got
J-Ram.
Big Dave and Jimmy somewhere.
Yo, I love the awkward pause that I do there. I'm waiting to see who the fuck goes first.
Must be nice.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. I'll be cruising.
So yes, sir. Enjoy that vacay. See you guys. Deuce.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.
Are you delusional to say Chicago?
DJ Moore.
Okay, I'm done. Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy, you see what you made her? You made her walk out.
I don't want to hear. Left
this place. This is a guy talking from Woodstock and taking pills. He's worried about being wholesome and natural.
He asked what I wanted to drink, so I told him I wanted a Malibu. We were in the casino.
Yes, but
here's Chef Hector
running the show at the Monkey Bar. Yes,
Hector made it on the camera.